According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
The great one that heavens worship. Oh, I worship my champion. I serve who is my creator. One of the Godhead, Logos. Of eternity, you came to this earth to look for me. You became me so that I can become who you are right now. You lost all the essence of the form of that is called God, and that which is worship. You became a servant. You took being found in fashion as a servant. You were fashioned in the likeness of men. You became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God, our Father, your own Father, highly exalted to say, I tell. Father, we want to thank you for this immeasurable love, unimaginable expression of taking out things that are secret and showing to this generation. We are all the generations of men that have lost strength beyond trust. A region, an era of iron mixed with clay. You came and say, in this will all of my power be made known. Thank you. Just want to say thank you. You came to earth 2,000 years ago and visited nations. You came to Nigeria very close to the end of the century, 2000. To that end, what did you come to do? What was your plan? You have seen this dark continent in the past. It's a continent of Africa hid in your bosom. The panic ali adoi. Thank you for what you are dispensing in this country, all over the earth. Our brethren who are sharing with us in fellowship, thank you for the hidden work you are dying, you are doing. Thank you for what you are still doing, that is hid. Oshe, Modupe, thank you for this year of life campaign. Thank you for helping people. Thank you for shedding light. Thank you for giving of yourself. Thank you. Thank you for helping all the ministers. Thank you for helping your handmaid. Thank you. I ask that you will bless us, you will help us, you will help me. I confess my weakness without shame. You are my help. I am no one. I am a clay that you raise. I'm your servant. Show me mercy. And that's how. Help us. Bless us. You have vowed that you show mercy to thousands. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help us. Not just for more information, but for you, so that we can reach the gate of death. We can come close to you, Father. That the effort of Jesus will not be in vain. All that he did will show fruit. We will be among the fruit in the same time. That Jesus has interceded. That the whole book of Hebrews will not be wasted. From the throne of God to the mountains of Zion to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Help us today. Help me today. Repair my heart for this season. Touch this and turn it the way I prepare it, but help it. Moses prepared himself. He prepared himself, but yet you kept him and put him in the cleft of the rock. I have prepared myself, but that place which is difficult for a man to stay, guard me home. Help me above my preparation. I receive mercy to find mercy from you. Help me. Give me hot runs to serve your children, serve your people, serve everyone here. Lord, give me, bless me with spirit. I receive spirit from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are all blessed, everyone. You can have your seat. You can have.
For I have heard your prayers. I've heard your petitions, even petitions of your heart. Petitions. Granting more age, more mercy.
Thank you.
more power. Minister to my people. So I have heard the cry of your heart. I heard your heart. I heard your heart. I heard your heart. Even louder than your words. And I am responding. I am responding. I'm responding with heaven. I'm responding with heavens. Responding. Answer is here. The answer has come. And the answer would be seen and known. Saith the Lord.
Lord, thank you for sending the ministering spirit. I am sensitive to the transactions of heaven. Jesus, thank you for giving him commandment. This angel that is here. Oh, ministering spirit. A mystery of heaven from our Lord Jesus Christ that Jesus has sent. I know both by the word, and we know your ministry, even though you are invincible, but because we are people of the Spirit, because the word says so, that you are ministering spirit set forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for sending him. We just want to let you know we are receiving your ministry this afternoon. We welcome your presence from our Lord Jesus. We receive from you. We yield to the ministry from the Lord to you from the Lord to your hand. Dispense, dispatch. Be ready. We are ready to receive the prompting, the yielding, your tilting suggestions. Heaven, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your throne. Thank you for all things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You say we are. We receive help. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Amen. Praise him forevermore. The Savoni Habravino Borva the Jao Lovana Miko Crede Fasto Sela. Thank you. Osheo Modukwe, thank you. Thank you. For freedom me aven then. Avrone me my dovrano ven von say is a so grevet of lebdom neb no shneb no. I just want to let this testimony get unto you. A very dust on to you. I want to bring you up to you. Testament to bring you up to you. I'm here to bring you up. He sent me to bring you to you. Jesus sent me. Jesus sent me here to bring it to you. I'm bringing it to you. And I'll bring it to you. So, Sovredos and Esedon, Glemanodin. Everyone is dead, and I just that's just as freshness to you, bring you up. I'm sent to bring you up to him. Ernestus, so I am Aja Demolonia. Amen. Prophenosim, Freshesilan. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise him. Angel of the Lord is talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. My feet. Feet is in here. I'm in here. I'm Hashushualia. I've come to vent even the thoughts of Jesus. I've come to vent even the thoughts of Jesus. I've come to blow his trumpet. I've come to carry all that up. Carry it all up. Carry you all up. Carry you all up. Carry you all up. I've come to carry you up. I've come to take you up. I've come to carry you up. I've come to take you up. Come up. Ainoko, koineki, koiki loko, koiki tikaka, koike toweke itakauke, koiko te ikakuke, kokoite nike koloko kakaka, kokei tukaku like kukio kokeike, koite kiuko keikoka, kaiti kaka. For I've come to help you in receiving even untying of scriptures. Untying of scriptures. Elight. Sepepereti. 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 I bring light that you might see light from light. That you might come even into greater skill for division of scriptures. Open your eyes. Help for to open your eyes. Come into greater handling, to greater skill, to greater participation of holding with the Lamb, holding with Jesus. He sent me to bring this help. He sent me to bring this skill. He sent me to bring this might. Untangling of scriptures. Understanding. Up understanding. Up understanding. Heavenly understanding. Heavenly understanding. Help! I've come with help. I've come with help. Help for scriptures. Help! Help! I'm an angel of understanding.
Amen. And we are before the presence of our Lord Jesus. Open to the book of Exodus chapter 34. Amen. Exodus 34. I'll start from, because of time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, right on the mountain. Now, this 34 experience came after the force of experience when Moses was in the cloud upon the mountain in the presence of God for 40 days, not eating or drinking anything. He received the tables of the covenant, and he came down and found out that Israel was already at warring, for they rose up to play and they worship and serve the tabernacle of Moloch. They had a golden calf in their midst. God gave them the covenant of the tabernacle. But another tabernacle was already raised on the ground, because Satan knew God had made covenant with his people, and he knew God was coming to the midst of his people by means of a tabernacle, because the tabernacle is the house Moses raised, the building of the tents and all that. So God is giving him the very key thing about that tabernacle, which is the covenant, tables of stones. Hallelujah. That will be the line and the power, the life of that tabernacle. But Satan didn't want that to happen. Instead, he moved and missed the people, and the people began to rush to place to hinder that process. But God still had a way. Moses in anger came to the base of the mountain and broke the two tablets that God healed himself and God wrote upon. So a lot of separation was done that day. The Levites came around Moses, and Moses commanded them to slay tens of thousands fell that day. And the remaining of Israel learned their lesson. So the next day, Moses went up again. And God spoke to him, you can come up this time, come up yourself. Come up to the mountain. And if you come up to the boat, you broke the first dam, hewn the second, suffer to hewn what you broke. Then come up. After God came, Moses was empowered to be a writer. Then Moses wrote on those tables of stones, back and behind, on either side, two of them. And when Moses wrote the two on the tablets of stone, and that they became the covenant of God between God and Israel, and they placed it in the Ark of the Covenant, which became the Ark of the Testimony. Can we say amen? I am particular about the coming of God on the mountain, and the Lord, verse 5 says, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. When Moses got up in the early hours of the morning to climb the mountain. Amen. Shout hallelujah. And there the Lord proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord was proclaiming his name. Hallelujah. Talking about himself. Trying to tell Moses. He was introducing Moses to himself. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord God. He was talking to him about the order of his persons. Hallelujah. The same Lord is the Lord God. Hallelujah. The Lord, meaning I am the Lord, then I will be the Lord God. And merciful and gracious. Amen. Long-suffering and abundant in goodness and fruit. Of course, all these things are, amen, manna of which you can get to the Lord God. Amen. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, hallelujah, and transgression and sin. And I will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. This is awesome. Hallelujah. This is that verse 5-7 is actually a summary of the Lord God. Amen. Let's see Exodus chapter 20. Amen. I love that place. Exodus 20. Father, we thank you. Amen. All I'm doing is like summary of what has been taught here. Shout hallelujah. Chapter 20 was saying, I am the Lord thy God. Amen. Say that to me. I am. That word, the Lord thy God, is the name or revelation of the Lord, who is the giver of the covenant. Or the name of the lawgiver, the giver of the covenant, the Lord thy God. Amen. Which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Out of the house of bondage, thou shalt have no gods, no other gods before me. Amen. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, and that is in the water under it. Thou shalt not bow thyself down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Not so. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation that ate me. Showing mercy unto thousands, unto them that love me, keeping mercy, keeping my commandments, that love me and keep my commandments. Praise God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will hold him not, holding guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Then remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And in the 6 days you labor and do all thy work. But the 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. It is in it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, the maid servant, nor maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Amen. For in 6 days the Lord hath made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that they rested on the seventh day before the Lord. Bless the Sabbath day and hallow it. Then honor thy father and thy mother. Amen. After the loving the Lord, then another one is honor thy father and thy mother, all that thy days may be long upon the earth, upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Then the 13, thou shalt not, another thou shalt not, another thou shalt not. The first thou shalt not starts from 3. Thou shalt not, then thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Amen. To all the thou shalt not, praise God. Can we say amen? There are two laws here majorly. The other one, the father and the mother, they are like the needle belt of the two laws. Amen. Praise God. Are we here? Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Praise God. Can we say amen? Amen. I have been praying and praying and asking God for how do we want me to come or contribute to what you are going to be doing amidst your people. He showed me Exodus. He said I should study it. And it's going to bring life out of there. Can we say amen? Praise God. Shout hallelujah. Yeah. Father, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Everything there is thy neighbor. Thy neighbor. Is thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his manservant, nor that is horse, nor that is ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Everything there is neighbor. Praise God. Shout hallelujah. Everything is neighbor. Immediately God and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood far off. Father, I thank you. Father, we thank you. Shout hallelujah. And we know the purpose of covenant or the purpose of the law. Number 1, chapter 20, it was law, not a covenant. Law and commandments. It wasn't a covenant. So the first thing he said, first of all, hallelujah. After he said it, the last labor commandment, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And all the people, verse 18, saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they said to Moses, speak thou with us and we will hear, but let God not speak with us, lest we die. Say amen. It's clear. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you that his fear may be before your faces that you see not. And the people stood afar off. Moses drew near unto the thick cloud, that thick darkness where God was. So you can see, when you leave that, when you do that, God spoke to Moses to write everything that he has said in the book of the law. Amen. But first of all, like I said, God just said those words. How many of you understood? God just said those words from the mountain. Then when God said those things finished, without their judgment, God stopped speaking. Then the thick darkness was reintroduced again to show us an interlude that the first one, the first thing he said, the first thing he said to the neighbor had a meaning and had a reason. Amen. Then after that, he began to say some things again. And Moses wrote everything in a book. And Moses brought the people closer on the mountain. And Moses killed bullock and a goat at the base of the mountain, built an altar, and took the blood and poured it, the blood of the two animals, on the altar. Divided the blood into two, then he took some for sprinkling. Not so. When it comes to testament, praise God. Some blood are for the altar, and some are for the people and the book. So now we have Jesus epitomized that right in heaven. When Jesus went to heaven, he purged our sins. The blood is still remaining. Some of the blood, everything you saw here is an activity of what is real, a shadow of what is real. And is real there. There is the blood of sprinkling, and the purpose of the blood of sprinkling is to enjoin the people. Amen. For the sake of the covenant, enjoin the people to the book of the testimony, so that covenant can be struck. So without the blood of sprinkling, there will not be the making of the covenant. Okay. After this exercise under the mountain, after God spoke those words, then God picked those words. He didn't just write it in a book. He took a stone after some time. In chapter 33, this is 20, God told Moses after some time, after the instruction of the making of the tabernacle, when those instructions were done, hallelujah, then God told Moses, okay, come. I have already given the commandment for the building of the tabernacle. It's high time that you come up. Come up for the covenant. Come up for the covenant. Put the covenant in the ark. So Moses came up so that he can get to the ark. You can see Satan stopping the covenant to the unreadiness of the people. Even though the people were there, they are the one who showed disobedience, but Satan was also an hinderer. That's a Satan, the devil. Satan was around that mountain. Satan was there. It was Satan tempting Moses all the time, so that Moses would not make it with his body going up to heaven. It was Satan. Satan has been there. Whether you like it or not, Satan will always be present. And so I would say, why will Satan be there? Because there are things of Satan that is in us that bring him into presence. Anytime there is presence, Satan is invited. It's a law. It's not something you can say, okay, I bind it, the devil. No, he comes. Satan is not an animal we bind anyhow. He's a dragon that understood covenant. that tread on the perimeters of law. So you can see legal rights is understood in heaven. God is a legal being, even by his name, Elohim, judge of all. So by intriguing nature, his judgment. So the devil knew that. Hallelujah. So when God is making sons, he wants to hinder every son. Satan wants to hinder. So when you hear adversary, Satan, it's not Satan for your car not to come. It's not there. It's Satan for real things. Remember a priest, an high priest was caught up to the heavens. He was supposed to be clothed with change of raiment. When his change came, Satan stood against him. Why did Satan stood against him? He had a filthy garment on. Satan put the garment on so that on the day they will be speaking for him, the coronation will not come true. So when Jesus said he came, he found nothing in him. So it means Jesus was watching him. He too was watching Jesus. If you're on your way to be an holy one, he will be watching you. So when Paul was saying, God will deliver me from every evil works. Evil works. So evil works is not maybe you take machete and slaughter people on their neck. Evil works are good works of Satan. They are very lovely works, but they are evil. The high priest didn't know that garment was filthy. I'm sure he must have had that garment on unknowingly. Then the angel of the Lord has to protest and say, is it not a brand plucked out of fire? Abba, he has suffered. He's been purified. And for the fact that you hang something on him, that doesn't mean that one cannot be taken care of. Then the angel priest said, take off the filthy garment from off the body of Joshua, the son of Josedek. They took it away. Then clothed him with a change of raiment. They changed his raiment. He said, set upon the metal of silver and of gold. Let the insignia be to Ethan. He mentioned four names, which are crowns around the ark. Are you listening to the ark? Ask for crowns. Can we say amen? Shout hallelujah. So you can see Satan does not fight children. If he fights testimony beings, witnesses, he's a warrior upon Zion. Yes, he's a warrior upon Zion. Praise God. May God help us today. Shout hallelujah. Open your Bible to that book of Exodus. Amen. This is a law from the beginning. When you see the Old Testament law, it speaks of an everlasting commandment from heaven. These commandments that you see here, as is originality and rooted in the spiritual, in the heavens. So it came down here to Adam. Adam had it when men fell. So you can see the law controlling Genesis is still what God spoke in Exodus. So Adam had it in Eden, had a version of it in Eden. And all the men of Genesis unto Abraham still had that law in some kind of measure. In some kind of measure. It's an everlasting commandment. The earth is everlasting. Heavens are everlasting. They are. But what I mean everlasting, not the very everlasting life that is in God, but by version, why will God make heavens and the earth everlasting? God will not be able to relate well with any habitat if he has not fully installed an everlasting curriculum. Everyone has to. There must be that decree of everlasting. So someone must have an understanding of what is called the everlasting relationship. If he's not there, God will not be able to do well with persons in the habitat. So in heaven, we have everlasting beings. So you can understand that all these realms, praise God, are all everlasting. So when we say everlasting, I'm only talking about holy of holies. That's the meaning of that. It means the earth was made to house a dimension of the holy of holies of earth. So, of course, the first holy of holies of earth is Eden. How many of you know that one? Everything about Eden. Eden is a high tabernacle, not so. Eden is a tabernacle of wood. It's a tabernacle of wood, not stone. Wood is higher than stone. Now, wood, it's a good tabernacle. When we say we have wood as a tabernacle, that tells us that the priest in a wood, sorry for my language, the priest in the wood, a priest in the tabernacle of wood. Amen. Praise God. Can we shout hallelujah? Say it again. Say that again. Jesus was that kind of a priest. He was a priest of wood. Hallelujah. And Jesus was taken from the wood to be killed on the wood. Jesus was taken from the garden. Hallelujah. Because sin came from the wood, from the trees. Are you listening to me? So, hallelujah. This is what I mean. Let's see. Psalm 132. Amen. Lord, remember David and all his affliction. He sweat unto the Lord and vow unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come to into the tabernacle of my house. Please don't get discouraged. No, go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, slumber to my heart, until I find a place for the Lord and habitation of the mighty God of Jacob. Lord, we have had it in Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, Lord, into thy rest, thou and the hack of thy strength. So, rest, where you, that rest, you can understand why garden, garden is forest, is for rest. Am I talking to you? So when God grow trees, he wants to rest in their midst. So you can see why that Genesis chapter 2, why God would plant a garden. All God doing with the garden is, he was actually raising a tabernacle. He was making a tabernacle. He was building his tabernacle. And you will all agree with me that the hidden in heaven were actually trees of angels. All of them were trees. All of them. So when God is saying, I'm raising trees of righteousness, planting of the Lord, ministers of our God, God is going back to the tree age. Shout hallelujah. Is anybody saying amen? Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen? So, why trees? Because trees are everlasting. Amen. Praise God. Shout hallelujah. Then you can understand because the nature of the ark in itself, the ark is a wood overlaid with gold. Amen. Praise God. So from wood to mountains, So Adam wasn't a rock man, he was a tree man. Adam was taken from among the trees. Sin drove him out of the trees, and then he connected him to rocks. So God depended on rocks now. Shout hallelujah. Send from rock to tent, Exodus. So God was living Abraham, rock, Isaac, rock, Jacob, mountain. And that's why in Numbers, they met a son of Aram. I'm thinking that Balaam, the son of Beor, was from Aram, not so? And don't you know that Laban was a Syrian? Laban went to Aram to stay. So how did Laban knew the knowledge of God? And you know the name of Balaam was Wanderer. So that nature, the Wanderer, is possible he's a cousin, great, great cousin of Jacob, Isaac. Don't you know Laban was a Syrian? Go and check your Bible. From Mesopotamia, Laban moved to Syria, although he's the son of Bethuel, not so? Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. And God came to Laban the Syrian. Syria is actually the upper part of the Palestine area. It's a land around the Palestine. Syria is on top of Israel. Shout hallelujah. Now, Laban was a Syrian. How did he get to Syria? Amen. He must have moved from Mesopotamia to Syria. Now, by the time they came for Rebecca, Laban was in Mesopotamia. By the time Jacob escaped from the house of Isaac, he went to Syria. So it means Jacob married the two ladies from Syria. In dream by night said unto him, hallelujah, take it that thou make. So Syrian, everyone say Syrian. If it's a Syrian, it's not Assyria. Syrian is different from Assyria. The name of Syria is Pandan Aram or something like that. Hallelujah, that's where he went. Pandan Aram, that's where Syria, it is Aram that they went to fetch Balaam from. So Balaam knew about the mountain worship. He knew about the mountain worship. So he was a rock man. But Moses has been moved from the mountain to tent, Exodus. The whole of Exodus was to work an activity to move Moses away from the mountain. I'm coming from the mountain into tent. So tent was born in Exodus. That's why when you see Leviticus, God ceased from speaking from the mountain. He began to speak from the tent. The book of Leviticus chapter 1, maybe let's see it quickly. Leviticus chapter 1. Not Hebrew. And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him. Out of where? Of what, sir? Saying, not so. God had moved into it. Can you tell me the end of Exodus? Which chapter? Exodus 40. Dr. Kelivana said it took 9 months to build the tabernacle. The season when babies are formed. So the tabernacle has 3 semesters, not so? Outcourt, holy place, and the most holy. That's the stature of a priest, not so? I'm not hearing you say amen. So by the time the tabernacle was read, Moses and Aaron anointed it. They sprinkled blood on it. They consecrated it. And then they anointed with oil. As they anointed it from the most holy and the utensils, the glory of God will cover there. To the holy place, the glory cover. And then to the altar court, the glory cover. Then they could not enter. God showed that I have taken over this tabernacle. I have taken it as my place of rest. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? Is anybody happy tonight, this morning? Can we say amen? So they were journeying with this tabernacle. They now met a dangerous prophet who had the worship of their fathers. Who knew all the names of God. You know that kind of a... You know, some preachers thought that Balaam was a wizard. He wasn't. Yabakuranete. A prophet with dangerous ways who has been roaming around in Arab. So the Midianite, who were priests, they had a priestly lineage, you know. Moses learned from Jethro. Am I talking to you? Amen. Praise the Lord. And when Moses learned from Jethro, because Jethro had a priestly lineage, so Midianite understood the priestly lineage. Now, the Moabites, who we had there, it's actually, you see that book of Numbers, mainly, the war in Numbers is the war of cousins. Cousin fighting cousins. Am I talking to you? So it was, that was why that war was more terrible than the war of Amalekites. Are you going to be fighting Hivites? It's when you are fighting cousins, who knew about your old ways and the ancient parts of your very, very ancient parents? Can we say, you know that Moabites are the sons of Lot. Are you going to try to say? They were born illegitimately. That's what the word says. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. They came from insects. You know, angels knows this thing. These angels, they officiated the book of Genesis. They knew it. They were there. They are the one leading them. The one leading them. Amen. They were the one leading them. Virtually they wrote Genesis. And they led to Exodus. Got to Numbers. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? So, the tent survived. So I perceive for God to make an aspiration of the worship of the mountain. It has to tell Laban that, listen to me, the new revelation is a tent, not the rock. But our rock thing, those who operate the rock are men with the covenant of the Almighty. Very high people. That tells you that God said to Moses, I will not appear to you and your people and Israel as the name, with the name, by the name Jehovah, but by the name the Almighty, but by the name Jehovah. The name Almighty means El Shaddai. I dealt with Abraham and Isaac, hallelujah, and Jacob by the name El Shaddai, Almighty, Almighty, all of them, Almighty. So when he came to them, the God of your father, Abraham, God of your father, Isaac, I am the God of your father, Jacob. I am their God. I am their God. I am their God. They die inheriting the promise. I am their God. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. So he's telling them, but you, I am not yet your God. Tell the children of Israel that I am the God, but not their God. You are a child of the people that I am their God. So I'm going to take you on a journey of being your God. Can we say amen? Is anybody happy? That I am who, sir? I am their God. Praise the Lord. Is anybody happy? God is good. Hallelujah. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, I have appeared unto these beings by the name of the God Almighty, or by the name of God Almighty. But to you, I will come to you in by the name Jehovah. Not a small letter. There's something about Jehovah Jehovah can condescend more than the Almighty. Jehovah can be a Lord of children. Jehovah can go far and bring you from straying away. Abraham did not stray like Israel strayed. So you could accost them with that covenant name, Almighty, and train them. And those men yielded faster than Israel. Amen. So you can see, so recovery is by those names. So one name travel more than the other. So there is an amount that a name can endure. You can't bring the name of God into the court. It won't work. Or you can send the name of God outside the court. Are you getting me? Or send God revelation to go and get somebody that is away far, far from the camp. It's the Lord that gets that done. It's the name of the Lord that does that job. So the Lord is a longer name. Everyone say amen. Yahweh, Jehovah is a longer name. It's actually the name of the shepherd from afar that can travel and return you to God, the Lord. He said, God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me in the ways. He leadeth me. It's the Lord that leads. The Lord leadeth me. The Lord leadeth me. The Lord and Lord and Lord. Until I come into the house of the Lord. So what is the house of the Lord? God. It's God. The house of the Lord. Where the Lord enters is God. Can we say amen? So the hand of the Lord is his house. Can we say amen? Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Can we say amen? Amen. Then quickly open to the book of Exodus. Let's see. Hallelujah. Let's see. Exodus 20. From Exodus chapter 20, that's from verse 1 to verse 11, it's a commandment to God. This is a commandment. Look at me. This is a commandment. This is a commandment. This is a commandment. This is a commandment. Amen. It's not a covenant. It became a covenant in chapter 34. It's a commandment. So if they carry out the commandment, it will become a covenant. Commandments upon the law. God gave them the law of Moses. Can we say amen? Amen. May you have insight into what I'm saying. Amen. Are you blessed by what I'm saying to you? This is how to read the Bible. Extraying the back end of these things. So it's not just reading them and quoting them. They have a meaning. They have a meaning. This is a terrible law that Satan disobeyed in heaven. Satan disobeyed this law. Satan broke all these laws. Satan did not honor his father and his mother. So his days were no longer long. When he broke that, he began to hate his brother. So Satan disobeyed the code of the brethren. Everything is here. Oh, don't you know the Bible says the law was ordained in the hand of the angels? The law is also their law. They have an inferior version of it. That's what they gave to Moses. You know that the law is spiritual. That's what the Bible says. The law is spiritual and holy. The law is spiritual. If you know how to use it, the law is spiritual. You can teach everlasting life from the law. You can teach it. So I'm teaching you everlasting life from here. Not so. From here, I can see the world to come. You should be able to see it here. You can, you by reading Genesis, you can see all the plan of God. Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2 is everything. If you can, everything is there. Everything is there. You can see ages to come in Genesis. Chapter 1 and chapter. You see, we didn't do Genesis well. From Genesis chapter 4, Genesis has fallen. But I want Jesus. Jesus stayed in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. Jesus was moving in Genesis chapter 2. He was doing Genesis chapter 2. He was obeying the laws in Genesis chapter 2. Adam broke the code in Genesis chapter 2, the code of life. So everything is here. Everything is here. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. So Exodus. We are ready. I believe the angel of the Lord is here. He's supplying things and waiting also on him. Amen. Thank you. I still know that I don't know the Old Testament very well. I know. Because there are things I am seeing and there are transactions I'm seeing that I know they need to help me with to resolve. I know that I don't know the Old Testament. I just know it in a measure. Shout hallelujah. Let's try and talk. Now I'm the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Don't have it before me. There was a God before Lucifer. Lucifer, son of the morning, began to develop a God before him. This is what happened in heaven. So God is reminding them how sin came to be. So, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, that is in the earth in the earth, that is in the water under the earth. And thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity upon the children unto them, unto the fourth generation of them that hate me. So, when you hate God, hear me, when you hate God, this is what you will do. So, and we know the highest bed of Satan, the spiritual wickedness, Revelation called them hateful beds. Beds of hate. So iniquity, deep iniquity, is hate. So when you hate God, you would disobey your father and your mother. The Lord God, you disobey your father and your mother. Now, one more toast, same Brianta. There is a covenant before God's covenant. There is a mystery before the mystery of God. There are three mysteries: Christ, mystery of the Father, and the mystery of God. So we can see it here. Come out from among them and be ye separate. That's Christ. So there's one that stands in the middle. Touch not the unclean, I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. Then you become my temple. I will dwell in you. I will walk in you. And you shall be my people. I will be my God. So that's the mystery of God. So there's a mystery of the Father. So it is the Father that introduced you to God. So the Father is the Lord Almighty. You hear me? Now, even though God did not father, didn't offspring angel, but that doesn't mean he did not father them. To a word father means an escorter to God, an overseer. So when Satan was falling, he fell from the height. Are you listening to me? And broke all codes. So God is saying, so when you say you honor your father and your mother, your physical father and your mother are a sign of it, but you have other father, spiritual father. Now you can't say, okay, I just honor my father, I don't honor my pastor. My pastors are not my father. They are. So that your days may be long upon the land. So they are your fathers. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Both your physical parents and spiritual parents must be observed. Let's see. Give me Ephesians. Ephesians, give it to me. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. It's a commandment with what, sir? Now, of all the commandments, no promise was attached. But this one has a promise. It's the fulcrum of the commandment. It's the fulcrum of the commandment. On that commandment hinges brethren, or neighbor, and who again? And God. Neighbor. And God. So this commandment, this summary, essence of all the judgment, status, are you listening to me? That God wrote in a book. These things God said, these are the summary. So God spake then, right from the mountain, then called Moses and said, write everything in a book of testimony. Sprinkle the book and the people, enjoin them. When you enjoin it, the blood you walked covenant in people. When they've gotten to a place, then I'll write my law in their heart and in their mind. When the covenant is struck, amen. The intention of the covenant is that the people come into being having testimony. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Shout hallelujah. Now, iniquity is hate. The hate of God. To the Son he said, he said, unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and what, sir? Therefore, who? At one? Even thy God has anointed thee with what? Oil of gladness Above who? I've anointed you with what? Oil of gladness. Say amen. So it means Jesus did righteousness and hated wickedness. So we can say that wickedness from the law, wickedness from the law is serving another God. Someone will ask me, what has this got to do with overcomer? I will summarize that. Wickedness is another God. You don't need to let me repeat, obey Christ doctrine, obey this one, overcome. No. This is how God wants us to come. I'm still going to say the same thing that they are saying in another way, so that many of us will get blessed. I'm coming down low. Amen. Everybody is aware of the covenant, of the commandment. So, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. So if having a God before me, making an image of God, and then serving to bow and bow down to them, is hate, thank God, then it is love to, it's a love for another. It's actually love for what? Shout hallelujah. It's love for another. Everyone say love for another. Say that. Say love. I'm not hearing you. All of you must shout this. Say love. For who, sir? Thank you so much. Dragon. When you meet the dragon, the serpent, there are two of them. Serpent and dragon. All that they teach is love. Their teaching is love. Why did I say their teaching is? The serpent is the carrier of seed. Or is a word animal. What did I say, sir? What did I say again? You know, the devil's first revelation to our world, it was a serpent. Amen. Who had no wings? It was an animal who can plant seed. It was a seed carrier. And the Lord God cursed him. And the Lord put enmity between him and the woman, and between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. So the corruptible seed, hear me, is the serpent seed. The corruptible seed is who, sir? I'm not hearing you say that again, sir. I want us to shout that, sir. So that old serpent now, then that tells you Satan is separated. It's got twofold operation. Or you can see the persons of Satan is divided. So you can overcome serpent and not overcome the dragon. That's what I'm explaining to you. So their preaching and their teaching is another God. So, thank you, sir. It's not easy to be purged of their poison. Alfred, what do I mean by another God? They are very, very equipped, both of them. Both the operation of the two beings. Can you tell me one thing common in the future of serpent and dragon? Who can tell? Something common. All of you can see. Something is common. I'm talking about their physiology. They are an elongated being. They can be a rope. When Lucifer fell, say that to me. He's got two giddo. The upper giddo and the lower giddo. There is a giddo of his loins and giddo of his reins. Oh, you don't, you get what I'm trying to say to you? Oh, man. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, faithfulness the girdle of his robe. Every cherubim has this type of girdle. There was a morning star Daniel met in chapter 10 of Daniel. He had linen garment, quite all right. It means an holy of holy creature, not so. But his girdle is on his loins, and his gold also, like gold of Ophir. And but the one in Revelation, their girdle is upon their breast. They are not ordinary ones. And they all had linen garment. So that those giddles are truth. They are spirit. They are their operation. Because it's what holds the outward dimension of death. Amure. That's what we call it now. I hope I'm talking to you. So the first thing that came was the giddle. Of seed. I know it is here. Men's seeds are tied. Am I talking to you? So he came into the garden as a seed planter. Not as a warrior. But as a deceiver. Supplanter. Are you getting what I'm trying to say to you? You know what I'm saying? So and he planted alongside where God planted. Somebody says, oh, it's God who planted the tree of. Nobody can tell me that. Because God does not tempt with evil. We never want to accept that this guy can do that. Now, there are transactions in the spirit that are invincible to men. Don't you know, Satan went into heaven when the sons of God gathered. We should take that. Some say, no, devil can. No, listen to me. Discussion is still going on there. But now we have an advocate. If there is an advocate, then there will be an adversary. Heaven is a legal world. It's a legal dimension. Hallelujah. And that's the advantage Satan is trying to shoulder over the church. Amen. Don't you see the one in Revelation chapter 12 was a legal battle. First of all, it was a legal battle. Micah with all his arsenal. Am I coming with all the nuclear weapon and all kinds of things? He can bump Satan. Bam! And then there will not be no more. But he can't do it. He's going to be contravening a law. So Satan just held Gidu, he just held what, sir? Evidence of why legal document. You can't! You are powerful, but you can't come down here. Your kingdom can't come. Ah! Morayini! Olonu! Eleshe! Anything, anyhow now. You are God, the judge of all. This is my evidence. I still own this space. They have to obey you to the uttermost. So, heaven has power and God can't do anything. You know, Jesus has been paid 2,000 years ago. His ministry has been stayed in heaven. So, if you are giving Jesus a chance in your life now, you don't know what you are doing to heaven. Allowing that ministry to come down here and you are showing your person, and you know the attack your mind face. Give up this thing. What they are saying is that don't allow heaven to come here. So that battle was won on legal grounds. Some people disobey him completely until they love not the alive unto the dead. So that legal war was fought. And Michael said, oh yeah, Satan. I said, oh yeah, it's time to remove you. The war was fought. They got rid of them completely. Even when the dead was, and the Bible says, and their place. Not just them. And their place was no longer found where, sir. And prevent that was their place. Is it the word placement? Is actually is a dimension of a tronic authority. When you say heavenly places. The name of God, according to one transliteration, he said, God is a placer. The word God means placer, fixer. Anything that is sure and is fixed cannot easily be removed. You have to do all that it takes to remove it. Can we say amen? Amen. You can confess Satan is under my feet, but everybody knew, even Jesus knows where he is right now. Am I communicating to you? Everybody now? Ephesians said he's the prince, what's that? They say you are praising Satan. We are seated in heavenly places. And praise God. It is true. Let me just agree. But his carnal thoughts still haunt your head. Why are you doing ministry carnally? Amen. Let's go back to Exodus, our book. I said the first thing Satan does is that he's a caster of seed. So the first thing God does is what, my son? Esau went to what, my brother? Do you know the meaning of that little parable? That's the beginning of parable. So I'm going around to what, sir? To sow where? Can you tell me every planter, every farmer, where does he keep seeds? In the pouch, lions. So the lion dimension is a seed, what, sir? Thank you so much. It is seeds that is there. What of the giddle upon the breast? What is there? Heart. Place of testament. That's where you should find faithfulness. Very simple teaching. Satan is a lover. Satan teaches. Satan campaign. Is what, sir? It doesn't produce anything you will not fall in love with. Mama, it doesn't give you things. Then it won't be temptation. Ask me, what is temptation? Who can tell me what temptation is? Is it something that is pleasure? That has things in it, potential for you to enjoy. Tempt. What do you tempt? Something. Now, see, when lost is drawn, when the man is drawn away with his own love. Lost means love pool. Now, there are many kinds of love. Imagine 10 years ago, you see a picture of your friend who snapped a picture in America standing beside the car. Even the color of the picture. Yes. The ambience of the place. the color, the cinematography. That's what they call it. Then you now see later on, after 2 years, he's gotten married and you see his kid. You see their shoe. Can you tell me what is happening in you? Tempted. Some, not just them, then is, what are you going to be doing? Desire, and what again, pastor? Lost, then it will begin to come to, if not, some things can even get to hurt. What die anything like it, nothing can stop me from getting to where this guy is. Then later on, after some time, you now send you about 10 genes. So one day, now do video call and he's talking with you at the same time. You open one. Then you see him. What is he doing, sir? He's cutting, macheting chicken. So what happened to you? You won the coton? Well, our leaders in Nigeria are playing. You know, this here is organized. It's organized. This place is organized. Something was... We make noise. What is that? Woman, really like, okay, I use this one. It's not all the time. Before you know, then you will now begin to beg for mercy. Shebon, Shanumi. Shanumi, have mercy upon. When somebody is asking for mercy, something has happened. I'm just telling you things that can make men take an oath. Governorship election. For somebody, you see how men run from things like that to be a governor, a senator, honorable working you. Am I against it? No, but these are things Satan has in his hand. Me, I'm even leaning. Reverend Ajimati, there's a way you call it that Satan send you 10 million. I mean, I dare not say that kind of a thing, but it's true. He is dead and he's alive again. Am I lying to you? It went into debt and came out. Are you getting it? So he's free. Nobody can. Are you getting what I'm trying to say to you? Reverend went into hell and came back. So he doesn't, he won't talk like us. It's true. It's not seeing like you see. I can just imagine his mind. He doesn't have regard for anything here. The way you preach. Fearless. Something was done. You can't go to that dimension and come back and you're a friend of everybody. You don't have time to waste. Everybody say amen. We in this other side will still be begging you. Am I coming to this? Shout hallelujah. So let me entreat you. Say amen. So the devil is a teacher. Devil's message. Satan doesn't preach precept. He's a promise keeper. Jesus would say teaching precept. We now line upon line precept. Satan is not in that dimension. He's waiting for you to come back. He will show you promise. What was he doing in Garden of Eden? In the day that thou eated it, you know good and evil, being as God. What was he telling them? It was lifting promise. And what was he doing with promise? He wants their love. He wants their commitment. Adam was hearing. Now, God didn't tell Adam, you will be as God. But God, in his infinite mercy, doesn't just want Adam there. And God never told Adam, your eyes will be open. And the serpent has been hanging around to let Adam know about us. Of we told, hey, we are just about Jay, so he honestly speaking. Would you allow? Your eyes will be open. Please forget it. The serpent wasn't talking to Eve. You think the serpent was interested in Eve? The serpent the serpent was hitting Adam. He was using Eve to get to Adam. Amen. Talking to Adam or Jotoba Jekini. It is Adam. Because the man will have stopped him. You know, Eve ate the tree. His eyes was not open. Until Adam. Shout hallelujah. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Let me sound like Reverend Ajimati. I just like his ministry. May we partake of your calling. Everyone say amen. Satan was very deliberate. He was the serpent. That old serpent called the devil. He was teaching them, coaching them that take my seed. Because his seed is the door to a universe. Because seed time and harvest time. You see, that tree of knowledge will have been nothing, will have been nullified if they didn't do anything about the tree, about the fruit. It will dry naturally. That's all. It was because nobody is doing it. It will die out and the earth will be free. That day, God will have just taken Lucifer, throw him into a lake. But God knew it wasn't easy for seraphims to resist Satan. If Satan broke seraphims on the mountain of holiness, principalities and powers, rulers of might and dominion, they followed him now with the same preaching. What is the preaching? Have a God is a God thing. Iniquity is a God thing. Have what, my dear? Say it again. It's a deep preaching. It's deep. And it's not just a seed. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. It's not just it's a word. It's also a covenant. I'm wondering, Almighty God, Leo, why will Almighty God create beings like that? I'm wondering, you create beings with diversify, multifaceted manifestation just to show who he is. And God said, Dixie, I want you to overcome this guy. Reverend, he said, Dixie, you must overcome this guy. You will fight him in ministry front, in your nature front, in your home front. And this guy is serious about the business. And now this God is more deliberate than them.
Yes.
God is more deliberate.
Yes.
He will never allow you to be exposed to temptation that is greater than you. But he is eager that you fight them. When he has equipped you enough, he will lead you to where you will meet with them.
Jesus was led to be tempted.
Of where?
Of the devil.
They led him to a region
of temptation
where Satan will find the conducive environment to bring temptation to him. So what was God interested in? You don't know, God is eager for Satan to be shredded. Jesus overcame him in the wilderness of temptation. Angel came to strengthen him. When Jesus didn't fall for one temptation, Satan went back home. Boy, you're a ordinary guy. This is a different weapon. This is a different weapon. Spiritual wickedness, we are looking at him from afar. Baba, am I worrying, boys? I hope our hand has not come. So then he will say, it is the way he answered the temptation that there was no poo. Satan took him home and showed him the glories of this world. It is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, only thou shalt find whoever. He was just answering him. It is written, man shall not live by bread, nor by the word. Sir? Have I complicated? Took him to the pinnacle of the temple. Pinnacle of the temple. No tumor that shall not tempt the Lord thy God. When the devil tempted him, finished, there was nothing remaining in him that time. He went away. He said, and the Bible said, and the devil left him. God didn't drive the devil away. The devil went away because there was nothing inside the devil. He aspired that devil at that time. My brother, even before the end, they should be writing testimony that the devil left you for a while. Then he will come back. And when he comes back, he will aspire that dimension and he will leave you for a while. You know, he kept leaving Job without Holy Spirit. That was an overcomer. He didn't have Holy Spirit. What did he have, my brother? Laws. Covenant of the Almighty. He couldn't deal with him. He has to go to God. Let me do this. That day, all spiritual wickedness knew that if our master can't deal with Job, by the time Messiah come, this is a weak man. Oh. This is some kind of living soul that is not full and overcame Job. How much more? Ooh. The Lord Messiah. Jesus overcame him. Sir, Jesus kept overcoming him. I say you will be overcoming him until you overcome him. Amen. Are we blessed? Say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? I just want to let you know that love are in degrees. When it comes to those angels, all of those angels, mommy, they are creatures of Ife. Babada wani nu Ife ni. So, and there is a mystery of love that we need to actually investigate upon. If you will understand love, then you can know why these beings can present things on the platter of love, and they are irresistible. He knows how to anoint a gift. Every temptation is a gift.
Yes.
Every temptation is a parcel. So, Baroboy, are you listening to me? To buy Jay and God, who I didn't know. Show to Tony Baba. Yeah, we're full summon. Everybody, Jerry. So, Satan, I don't say Satan. See how Satan has dealt with ministry, especially in Nigeria or Africa. See, satanic apostolic order. Are you listening to me? Now, there are no pastors anymore. I don't know if anybody. Reverend, where are evangelists? Where are they? Huh? What happened to the evangelists? Many of these apostles are actually evangelists, though. Apostle that one, Apostle Finifu, Apostle Faladi, Apostle Chanabu, Apostle is also Apostle. Apostle Magodo, Apostle, all kinds of apostles. Okay, we know we have real apostles. It's true. But everybody is a sent one. He said, how Satan entered into the ministry gift, started playing with it. Amen. Can we say amen? So when God was... doing the patent of Exodus chapter 20, the law, God was revealing what Abraham obeyed. To destroy your God.
Yes.
Is to destroy your love. You know, God is first of all love before God is life. If you don't know God is love, I will tell you something. God does not want to be treated as a second-class citizen. You know, we say, God, we thank you. He knows. No, no. You're only using me to get your love. You don't love me as much as you love that thing. The Chinese tradition believe that anything you love is your God. They said the white man came to China, was teaching Bible, Jesus, something, something. But they now discovered that their passion was for the gold in China. After some time, they think, okay, it's not the God of this Bible that is the God of these people. Their God is what, sir? What pulls you is a God to you. So the first time when God was giving the law of Moses, was telling them, listen to me, I am love. I am love. Do me. Do love. I am love. Get me done. I am love, and this is what I want done. Don't have any other love before me. Don't. What does it mean not to have any other God before me, any other love before me? Don't place it before me. Before you can be something you give your energy for, something you are looking at, something you are beholding. And when you are beholding it, my pastor, you are becoming it. Let me tell you the truth. What you behold is what you change into. So image is made by beholding. So that tells us the power of image making has to do with what, son? Beholding. Now, so it's clear that which our eyes have seen, which we have heard, which we have looked upon. Now, seeing is the foresighting, discovery. Here, you heard about it. See it. When you see, then you decide to look upon. To look upon, you are looking upon with an intention to have it. Yes. That's me of looking upon. When you look upon, then you finally have, you what, sir? And your hands will handle. You see, all those things we do also occur where?
Yeah.
For the negative God.
Yes. Yes.
When some people, you know, different degree of people are in church. Everyone say amen. Some they just heard, they've not seen. Some they have actually handled before they came to church. Judas Iscariot was already doing evil before Jesus met him. Then Peter, they are maybe they've just only heard. Have I not chosen you 10, 12? One of you is a devil. The word devil means he's doing evil. He had exposure to darkness. And God made sure he was actually counted among the 12. Just to give chance to the devil. You must not have two. One is okay. Even the father did not have two, he only had one. And that one her God had, see what it did to heaven. I like God, though. God is not ashamed to tell you that something can wound him. You know, God is not that kind of a person like Superman. So far. That kind of power. God is not like that. God is not like that. God is not like that. You can scatter his things and he will be patient watching you. Why, every one of you? Because God is a God who respects will. He gave will to creatures. He gave room to angels for them to choose. He doesn't want to force all of them. Say, don't you want mashele, mashele, matelishu. No. They have what is enough. Some did not follow Satan. He wanted them to choose between him and the devil. And they chose the devil. Those boys in heaven, those angels chose the devil and desired to follow him through. I say, they fell in love with his offer. Ask me, can you tell me how afraid? What was the gift Satan sold to them?
God.
Well, it's very easy. What is the God of the gift? It's Exodus 19. The gift of a God. Satan is, listen to me, Satan's high gift is that I want to give you a God.
Then
have understanding.
I want to make you.
To give you a God
is
to give you love. Then to give you life. in the spirit, God genetics, God content, is love, is life. When it's in the arena of love, is the time and the season of war. That's when the issue of commandment comes in. Because you are pulled towards him to have him. You will have to deny everything that can stand as an hindrance to having him.
Everything.
To show you want him. So that's why the first word from the beginning is it that which is from the beginning. Are you getting me?
Yes.
That commandment from the beginning. What is the commandment, my son? It's love. It's not new. It's an old commandment. That old commandment is not talking about the Exodus. It's Genesis. The first Genesis. The old commandment. Ancient commandment. It is the commandment of everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Please, I hope I'm teaching it very well.
Yes, sir.
All of you say amen.
Amen.
Is the old. Say old.
Old.
Why is it old, my brother? A beginning. Sir, Satan was keeping it.
Yeah.
Satan used to be a keeper of love. Not the natural earthly love. Not the love of the living soul. The law of a spirit.
Mm. Oh God.
The law of spirit.
God have mercy.
My son, can you tell me the commandment Satan offered to them, the promise, is the love. What tempted them is the pool of love, of spirit. It's a spirit law. God thinks, okay, let me see. Will you follow the devil? It was a spirit law. That tree, say the tree.
The tree.
Of what?
The knowledge of good and evil.
Is a spiritual evil tree. And what God puts in Adam is okay to overcome the tree.
Oh God.
The thing did not come to overpower Adam. Adam chose. If not, God will not say he disobeyed. Yes. Adam was... Son of man that loves him with visitors made him little lower than Elohim. I want to ask you, how many angels refuse Satan? To the least. Principalities and power in the lowest heaven, they didn't receive what Satan said. Even though they are lower servants. Elohim. Then the other angel said, oh, Balik, but what tell issue? Need common sense. Don't you have a common sense? The creator. They say, listen to me. There's a new campaign right now. We've come to discover the creator is hiding some secrets. Listen to me. Now Lucifer is exposing them. You know he's been with God. Am I? So I hope I'm not. Are you getting right to say to you? I'm just showing you that the commandment is the same commandment. The love commandment is an ancient commandment. Listen, angels have the same commandment that you are doing at a higher scale. That's how, if you're not working in it, they know. They know. 1 John chapter 3. Let's see that. Behold, what manner of love the Father. Is it love here? Is actually a commandment. When God says he's in love with you, he gives you the opportunity to come into that love commandment bestowed upon that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him and we shall see him as he is. Then the next thing, every man that hath this hope in him purified himself, even as his pure. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. So for sin is the transgression of what is the law? We can tell me the law. is that law of love. Can we say amen? Let's see. So, amen. And you know that he was manifested to take our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth, shout hallelujah, it's time. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. This is why I finish. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is what? Because what happened to the devil? For this is the purpose. So you can see something has been from the beginning. Reverend, bear condition. It has been from the beginning. Yes, it has been. It's amongst them. Shout hallelujah. And it's from the beginning. And it's from, even though God has his law, but I will tell you, angels has a share of their own. Amen. For this is the purpose, for this is the Son of God was manifest that he might destroy what's that? Look at it. Let's see. Committed sin is a devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose was the Son of God made man that he might destroy what's that? Why the works of the devil? Why did you have to bring the Son of God? Because it's a beginning thing.
No other person can do.
No other person can, except those who are in the higher beginning,
yeah,
than him.
Beginning than him.
So what the Son of God brought, even though it's from the beginning, but a better beginning, is more superior than what the devil has or what angel has. Now, you can't use the word of angels to overcome a negative angel. It's going to be a tussle. Michael contended with the devil. It's a tussle. But God is not looking for a tussle. God is looking for a superiority. Something that will beat a lower seed. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. His seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he's born of God. In this we know the children of God. These children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of, neither he that, this is where I'm coming, he that what, sir? So when the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself, that is Exodus. In Genesis is your brother. Somebody rejected brotherhood. Cain. Cain say, am I my brother's keeper? God, no. This man can't keep this law anymore. He's showing to God that man has become wicked. Then God shifted to neighbor. He shifted to neighbor. Even in the New Testament, they start with thought as a neighbor. Go and check the book of, what's it called, sir? Zechariah, Jeremiah, neighbor, and then love not. Who will say, know the Lord to his neighbor, know the Lord, then to his brother. So there are twofold law there. It means our soul is not on brotherhood plane. He's saying, where my brother? And the way we treat our Christian brothers as a neighbor. It will take a ministry like this. It will take some ministry that I equip with the law of God, with the law of brotherhood, to treat somebody as your brother. And I can tell you, even though we say we love our brother, we still yet not love them as brother yet. We have to raise that. I say we must raise what, my brother? As a brother who high. So that tells you, can see the whole testament, that first 10 commandments, some to God. That's the first one. And the second is like unto it, brethren. That's the whole thing. Neighbor. Say neighbor. Say it to every one of you. And what of the other one? God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Are you getting me? Then when you do that, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Then he said the second is like unto it. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy was actually Moses' book generated. Moses was now teaching them the Torah from his soul. Give me Deuteronomy. It's there. And hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Is there anyone again after that? That's the one. Then Jesus answered and said to the Sadducees, he said, the second is like unto the first. Like unto the first. Say, it's like. Say that. Say it again. Say it again. Now, the Lord is for servants. Say it after me. That commandment, that law of God's word. Are you getting me? The commandment is for his servant. Shout hallelujah. At the same time, it's for brethren. And if inside is for brethren. So those who are serving that law are brethren. I'm not hearing you say it again. Say it again after me. The recipient, the subject of the greater law, those who are under that law are neighbor, brethren in the Old Testament, neighbor. That's Exodus. Genesis, it begins with brother. That was what Abraham was keeping, the love code. Ask me, what was Abraham keeping? It's not Lot that Abraham was looking. It is Abraham's brother who gave birth to Lot. Reverend, have you heard?
Yes, sir.
To leave his brother's own son to die. You know, you can leave your brother's own son to die so that he will not have a seed after him. But Abraham went for his brother's son. Someone said, no. So that your own heir will be the inheritor of your father's name. But Abraham went to recover Lot. He was keeping the brother's code. Brotherhood code. Shout hallelujah. How many of you, you know, you fought 5 kings and slew them? Melchizedek appear. Blessed be God of Abraham, the possessor of the heaven and earth. Blessed be Abraham, the Most High God, who deliver your enemies into your hands. He did that to recover his brother. He exalted the brother's state than himself. That's what pulls heaven. In fact, he won that war because of that. Is to save Lot, is not to get gold. And God appeared to Abraham through Melchizedek. It now brought him, what did he bring to him? The sacrament. The tools of everlasting life. So that Abraham can now become a blessing. And blessed Abraham. Initiating him into the flow of blessing, into the order of blessing. Praise God. Finally, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
When this brotherhood code is broken, at times when you break the brotherhood code, you break God's code. At times when you hate God, you hate his children. So from either point, it's dangerous. When I love God, I will love his sons.
Yeah.
Why should I hate Reverend? I know my father gave birth to him.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Baba Olabo, did I give birth to Reverend? Yeah. He's a son of my father. I love my father. Then I should love him. I should love you, sir. We know he that loveth him that begat. Should what? He was teaching us something else there. In this, we know the children of God. We now knew that something has affected Cain. Cain, I began to hate God. What did he do now, my brother? He now killed Abel. It was hate. But say, he that hated his brother. And his what, sir, pastor? and is still in darkness. He's not talking to one believer. He's not talking to a young Christian. He's talking to sons. You can hate your brother. Is it Demetrius or Diophetus who hated John? Who hated brethren in 3 John or 2 John? I think it's 3 John. Trusting some brothers away. Who are those whom they are trusting away? Those people who did not follow him. Father, we thank you. So this is what I just want to say. Exodus. Visiting the iniquity of the father to the third and fourth generation. And upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. Is that it? Then raise me up. Generation that hate me. This is it. So everything about this commandment, God is giving evidence of haters. And that is iniquity. Any people who have traveled thoughts far, God hates him. God said he won't forget it. If you hate me, I will visit your iniquity to the fourth generation. Sir, Reverend, I don't know if you can prove me wrong. I still feel that thing still holds. You can't hate Jesus. I'm not saying maybe God hates you or God is a retribution. It's a course you set in order, in motion. That doesn't mean in the lamb, it can't be taken away. But you don't commit this hatred in any generation. Even under the New Testament, don't hate the Lord. It's a code for creatures how to treat God. It's also in the New Testament, is an avenue of sonship. This is how God reaps sons. And disobedience to this, they become sons of evil. It's not a premises for Satan to harvest his own children. Can we say amen? Amen. Then the next one, bring me to the end. Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me. Who are these thousands? Brethren. Brethren. Say that to me, sir. Brethren. Say that again, my brother. Brethren. So there is enough mercy for thousands. So God wants to demonstrate mercy for what, sir?
Thousands.
One person in a generation carry it out. Are you listening to me? That generation is not vindicated. When one person does this, you can't take down the dragon. You won't overcome the dragon. So you can see from the beginning, God has been looking for thousands. Reverend Abel, because the brethren, a critical mass who will overcome the dragon. Now, someone is a fear of fluff testimony, flomata, estevretto, stephenemina, stephus, frestenia, prophodenes, lastus, pofe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Can we say amen? Should I maybe teach it and trust God? We are about to close, so he's also putting an end to the closing of the message. The angel is also closed. Safrophetoma, Sasegenea, and Trotostefia, Atratos. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He told me to close my Bible. Amen. Quickly. It needs to be interpreted.
Thank you, Jesus. Each voice in the earth is a new choice. Each voice is choice. It is his choice. He made his choice. He used to be our brother. He made his choice. He made his choice. He made his choice. And he's training men to also choose. Choice. 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 Wait, God. Wait, God. Chubaino kukununtiniata. Kuteniaze na le na lunu li na lita. For you have grown and you are growing as a company. Even to that place wherein you will be faced with that temptation to make a choice. 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 Choose. You will choose. Choice. For he loved righteousness and he hated iniquity. Even Jesus the Lord, he chose. You have owing, arming, place, company. Choose, choice, choose, choice. Choose God. Choose, choice, choice, choice. Love. Love, love, I love, I love, I love. Character of your choice. I love. Elohim kind of love. Love, love. You'd tempt you. You'd tempt. He will tempt. He will tempt. Even with the God temptation. The God temptation. The temptation. Not to choose God. Tempt, 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 tempt. The tempter, the tempter, the tempter, the tempter, the tempter, the tempter, the tempter is closer even to those with destiny to become sons of God. Choose love. Choose your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. He made his choice. Angels that fell with him made their choice. Jesus the Lord made his choice. Make the right choice. Choice for God. The character of love for fellow sons.
Amen. Are we blessed today? Yes, how many of us are full of thanksgiving? The teaching, it's I have just taught us holiness. That's so. Shouted, he said, before him in love. I just see the need of the brethren who are thousands that God will show mercy to. I'm not going to elongate that, but I just want to show you that Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. So Jesus is waiting for them. Are you getting me? And the commendation of mercy that Jesus was raised to bless with mercy should be thousands. And the purpose, there is something thousand is in the spirit. Praise God. What did I say, sir? Amen. That's an overwhelming number of victory that will break the hold and the reign and the claim of the adversary to hold a share in this universe. Satan has to be expired. Not by force, but by obedience. Some people need to disobey him in thousands at once. And it can only take a brethren among the brethren that God will show mercy to. You know, creatures, cherubims are mercy creatures. Hallelujah. So God will show mercy to thousands who will carry out that commandment of God until his claim expires. My brother, do you get me? Death passed upon many, but just thousands. Not just ordinary many, but thousands that will be arisen. Amen. One will put 1,000 to flight. 2, 10,000. What of 4? It's multiplication. So if you have 144,000, it's generations to God. And if God built in you a capacity of many thousand inside a person, so when somebody is standing before God, 1,000 is standing. A man God has multiplied is a blessed man. So there is an overcoming number. That's what I'm talking to you. That heaven will produce through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus alone sat on the throne and Satan didn't vacate the place. You need somebody who will cut him down. It will be an obedience of thousands. Of thousands. I say obedience of thousands. May we prosper in Ondo. Thousands and thousands will obey God. 10,000 of 10,000 will serve him. He said a throne was open. Are you getting me? Everybody shout hallelujah. Book of Daniel. Can we say amen? Amen. Let's see book of Daniel. Let's see in Daniel. A fairy stream came forth before him, 1,000 ministered to him, and unto him 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. Can we say amen? Amen. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Now, it would take 1,000 to execute the judgment written in the book. Can we say amen? So, we need that mercy. I said we trust God for that mercy. When ten thousand and thousands of thousands is ministering to God at once, something has happened. Shout hallelujah. We are in that season. Can we say amen? I am very passionate that this thing will grow more than 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. It will go to 1,000,000. This work will go to 1,000,000. The body of Christ will drink out of it. There is something that will happen in the future. You just see people running, coming to touch the water, coming to drink of the water, because thousands of thousands must be raised after this pattern. And they will be brethren, the prophets. Are we blessed? Can we begin to thank him for tonight?
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.